Proposed changes to what's known as the triple lock are due to come before Cabinet tomorrow. The government wants to remove the need for UN Security Council approval before Irish soldiers are sent on international peacekeeping missions. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, what's the government's rationale for doing this?
The government say that the Security Council and the UN, which is made up of Russia, the US, China, France and Britain, they essentially hold a veto when it comes to Irish troops being deployed overseas on peacekeeping missions. And they want that to end, essentially. So draft legislation is being brought to Cabinet tomorrow that will begin that process. I suppose the other part of it is that under the triple lock rule that is there at the moment, it means that any more than 12 troops being sent overseas for things like bringing people back from abroad who find themselves stranded there, like as was the case with Afghanistan a number of years ago, that number will be increased from 12 now to 50. So it comes in two parts, but I suppose the contentious bit of it is that moving away from needing that UN backing when Irish members of defence forces are being deployed overseas.
And this has been a contentious issue for a very long time. What are the main opposition parties saying about the proposed move?
There is a visceral reaction from the main opposition parties to this, and they believe that it essentially is about eroding Ireland's military neutrality. Donnchadh O'Leary of Sinn Féin saying this morning that it poses a significant risk to that. And as a result, if this change was implemented and it does go through the Iraq, this would mean that a government with a majority can deploy as many troops as it wants to anywhere it wants overseas. And that is a fundamental change. Labour saying too that government seems intent really on throwing away this safeguard to neutrality. So this is going to be a heated debate whenever that draft legislation actually makes its way into the Dáil, because there are two things at stake from the opposition's point of view here, not just moving away from the triple lock, but the fundamental core tenet of Irish defence policy, which is military neutrality, they believe.
At the same time, Micheál, the government is due to commit to spending more on support for Ukraine. What form is that likely to take?
I think that probably begins tomorrow as well, when about 100 million euro is said to be signed off on by Cabinet to provide financial assistance to Ukraine. That is on the humanitarian side. And when it comes to any military spending, it would be for non-lethal equipment. A lot more money, though, is going to follow. Government have been speaking about being on the right side of history when it comes to this conflict. So when the European Union leaders meet later in the week and they decide on a final overall figure for a package to go from Europe, Ireland will pay 2% of that. So that could mean that anything upwards of 400 million euro more would also be sent from Ireland to Ukraine.
Micheál Lehane at Leinster House, thank you very much for joining us.